This is the Federated Insurance Postgame Show, recognizing Staples Oil Company as the Federated Insurance Business Partner of the Month on the Timberwolves Radio Network.
103-91. Brandon Williams rejects the screen, crosses over in the paint on Rudy, runs it up, shot no, rebound tapped around, and finally controlled. Nas Reed has it up in the front court. Here's McDaniels. Jaden on a run against Christie. Another defender comes in. It's Gafford. Jaden will set up Nas, right angle, three, drains it. Five straight from Nas Reed, and the Wolves' lead is back to 15. 19 points for Nazo. Yep. Yeah, Nas would finish with 23 tonight, and the Timberwolves win 118-105. Alan Horton along with you. Nas joins us outside the Timberwolves locker room. Nas, congratulations. How good does it feel to kind of win these games back-to-back now and kind of put that losing streak kind of behind you guys?
It feels good. Still a little sloppy, but it feels good. I mean, you know, it kind of happens when you have a long season. Ups and downs. Trying to be as consistent as possible, but stuff does happen. And, I mean, as long as we get the outcome, that's the win. So, I mean, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you guys did a much better job, first and foremost, of taking care of the basketball. I mean, back-to-back games. I know Golden State forces turnovers, but... I mean, you guys had 49 in two games.
Yeah, beside me, had four turnovers. But, I mean, as a team, we did really good. It's kind of getting back to what we've been doing. I think we only averaged about 11, 12 turnovers a game. So just trying to, you know, move the ball consistently without, you know, turning the ball over as much as possible. And that's what we've been doing, kind of getting back to ourselves in the last two games maybe. So just trying to, like I said, just trying to keep being consistent in that area.
Nas, how does Chris Finch sort of address things? You face another team tonight that was just either resting players or out because of injuries. How does he kind of address not overlooking opponents? Does he even need to say anything or what is said?
Combination of both. I think he doesn't really need to, but it's better to say something anyway. But you know, you kind of got to take everything professionally, go out there and compete. You know, win the game in a good fashion, and you know, move on to the next. Obviously, you know, we don't want to disrespect anybody. You know, we've lost opponents under 500 multiple times this year. So, I mean, you just want to make sure, you know, we take care of business and handle what we're supposed to handle.
Nas, I feel like you're stacking up some really good performances now, like it feels like months in a row. Making a case for sixth man of the year. How much would you like to win that thing again?
Of course. You know, I just want to – first and foremost, obviously, you want to win the games. But, you know, obviously individual accolades, you know, they matter as well, too. So it's something that I'm really, you know, happy to have again back in my hands. And just going out there and competing at a high level, doing what I do best, putting the ball on the rim, rebounding and helping my teammates out whatever way I can.
Yeah, you mentioned rebounding. Not only are you second amongst bench players in scoring, but second in rebounding. I feel like that's really picked up here over the last, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks. Has that been a focus?
For sure. I mean, just, you know, trying to get in the fight, get in the mix a little bit more. You know, trying to be doing that all year. So, you know, part of the bigs group, you got to kind of, you know, compete at the highest level, rebounding and, you know, being consistent at it, too. You can't, you know, can't have a big amount of rebounds one night. You got to do it each and every night because those, you know, lead to possessions. And, you know, the team who has the most possessions and converting the most possessions win the game.
Tomorrow night will mark the first time in your career and a lot of guys on the team, 4 games in 5 nights because the league doesn't schedule those anymore. But because of the postponement, you get that weird kind of thing. How are you feeling 3 games in 4 nights and how well will you be prepared for tomorrow night?
Every day is a new day. So, I mean, just trying to, you know, put our best foot forward each and every game. I mean, it's tough. It's what we get paid to do. So I don't think anybody's complaining about it. We go out there and compete and, you know, hopefully the outcome is the win. And that's what we're trying to make happen.
And compete against the best. Is it you enjoy these matchups against OKC?
Yeah, those are always fun. I mean, I think another good team, another great team, actually. I mean, to... you know, go out there and put our best foot forward against and try and get a win. I mean, they're number one in the West, and that's, everybody's chasing them. So just got to go out there and compete.
Great job competing tonight, Nas. Great game. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Nas Reed joining me here on the postgame show after a 118-105 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. We'll take another timeout here from Dallas. A 13-point win, 2 in a row. Wolves move into 6th of the West standings. And the Oklahoma City Thunder looming. They're already in Minnesota getting set for tomorrow night's game. We'll talk more about that and wrap this one up coming up on the postgame show on the Timberwolves Radio Network.